The internet, in some respects, mirrors and augments daily life. However, there are some aspects of the internet that are dangerous, even sinister. In real life, if someone wanted access to your personal information, they would have to physically invade your house, cell phone, or wallet. But, on the internet, data is far more accessible to everyone, not just those that deserve access. Danelle Dixon discusses online privacy.
In a world where information is universally accessible, how do we control our online privacy? The line between our online lives and our offline lives is blurring. And our privacy and our control over who we are and how we want others to see us is disappearing.
Dixon sums this question up perfectly. In this day and age, anyone can become famous, or at least internet famous. In fact, thanks to the prevalence of smartphones, cameras, and social media, many individuals have become unwitting celebrities. And I say that with heavy skepticism around the term celebrity. But it is easier than ever to put a face to a name, credit card number, address, social security number, or numerous other data points. Suddenly, a person's anonymous online profile is not so anonymous, and that is a serious danger. Solving data privacy is not easy, though. Exacerbating the problem, much of the danger begins with how we use and share our own personal data. Here's Derek Banta on this issue.
Yet, every day, sometimes multiple times a day, we give away all of our private information. We give away our address, our email address, our credit card information, PINs. Odds are, we probably share information across websites as well. The risks are well documented, and we all know we're vulnerable. So why do we do it? Simplicity. It's just too easy.
Nobody reads the terms and conditions.
Banta does a great job highlighting how quickly we abandon our data privacy in the name of ease and simplicity. As he points out, every day we give up access to our personal information to numerous websites.
Clearly, we are not yet taking data privacy seriously enough. Not only do regulatory and governing bodies need to step up and legislate, but the average individual must treat their data with respect and seriousness. Data will never truly be safe until that is the case.